Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
Strange things happening at Facebook, folks. Really strange things. You know, of all the hashtags that you might expect them to suppress, to censor, one that I don't think I would have had on my particular bingo card was hashtag Save the Children. This is a hashtag used by a lot of the people who are fighting against child sex trafficking and really anything. I mean, it's not even a it's a very generic hashtag, one that many people use for various reasons, but usually associated with either child abuse or sex trafficking, which is, again, unfortunately, just so darn common around the world, everywhere, and yes, even in the United States. Well, yesterday, for approximately 3 hours, as far as I can tell, based on the timelines, the hashtag was suppressed on Facebook. You click on it, and you get a little warning that says, you know, this hashtag has been temporarily, let me see if I can actually just read you what the warning says. Pull it up real quick. It said, keeping our community safe. Posts with hashtag Save the Children are temporarily hidden here. Some content in those posts goes against our community standards. Now, there was another one that had almost the exact same warning. And that was hashtag pedogate, P-E-D-O-G-A-T-E. Again, keeping our community safe. Posts with the hashtag pedogate are temporarily hidden here. Some content in those posts goes against our community standards. So I was talking to some friends. I actually tried to reach out. I do have a contact at Facebook, and no reply there, unfortunately. So couldn't wait. Wanted to, but couldn't wait. But I did get three theories about what this is regarding. The first one is, essentially this is a way, I guess you could say, spreading, what is it? I don't even know what the tactic is called. It's where they add in a lot of false information into something that's actually true. You know, for example, we see it with the whole UFO conspiracy theories. There's a bunch of fake UFO videos out there and fake accounts, and these are often designed specifically to discredit the entire UFO truther movement. You know, basically you get enough fake videos out there, and then any that may or may not be real are discredited. You know, people just stop looking. And so in this particular case, with so many people following the whole Wayfair thing, this particular gentleman, who I don't classify him as a conspiracy theorist. He's more of a conspiracy hobbyist. So, he gets into this stuff. He looks into it. He's also a podcaster. He has some guests who are true, full-blown conspiracy theorists, but he doesn't quite get into it. But nevertheless, he's still, this one struck him as, hey, what if this is just a way to discredit all of the actual real problems that are happening surrounding pedophiles, surrounding, Wayfair, or just any, Pizzagate, any of the known or suspected child sex trafficking rings around the world and across the United States? What if something was coming up that they didn't want known? Does that make Facebook complicit? We'll talk about that here in a bit. But, this theory does hold some weight, especially when we consider that it was happening at the same time as hashtag pedogate. So that was theory number one. Theory number two actually, this came from Hasbro, and not the theory. The theory came from another. The guy that told me this one is a full-blown conspiracy theorist, and he's referring to a toy. Okay, for those who don't know, Hasbro has pulled this toy after pressure, after an online petition, after some videos. And keep in mind, these videos, it's obvious. I'll just describe it to you. So there's this doll. It's the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy. It's a little doll that has, you know, you push its belly and it sings, and you can see all this on the box. Well, it also happens to have a button on its, you know, basically where, if it were an actual living creature, where its private parts would be. And when you press this button, the toy makes very peculiar sounds. Doesn't really say anything, just kind of giggles and even moans. One of the random sounds it plays is a distinct moan. I'm going to play a video or the audio from a video. Just picture this troll with colorful hair and this mom whose daughter was given this as a gift. She's demonstrating it in the video, so let me just play that here real quick.
Okay, I wanted to do a quick video because I find this disturbing and I find it something that needs to be shared. As you all know, stuff that's been going on in the world about the sex trafficking in kids and things that are thrown in our kids' faces to kind of groom them and make them kind of a little bit more oblivious to things that are really happening. So it was my daughter's birthday a couple days ago, and she turned 2. And she was given this gift. It's like a little poppy doll. It's adorable. And here's the box. So she had a poppy birthday, and so they gave her this. It's just from the new movie, The Trolls World Tour. On the box, it says Giggle and Sing Poppy. On the back, it says that if you push her tummy right here, sorry, it's glaring. If you push her tummy right here, she makes 10 phrases and sounds. And that's all it talks about, and it comes with a little comb. So, I mean, she does all that. You touch her tummy, and she makes little singing sounds, and she's super cute. Well, I was showing her to my husband, and I heard some other sounds that I had never heard before. And if you look down here, I figured a video was the best way. So I just touched her tummy, and she's going to sing for a minute. But down here is a button right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds. Like a gasping sound. And I know some of you may not like think this is a big deal, but especially since I've had kids, like, this is wrong. For one, this button, it says nothing about this button on the box. Nothing. It's just there. And it makes a gasping sound when you touch her privates. And to me, it's just like sexual sounds. And it's so disturbing.
So one way or the other, I don't, you know, whether this is related to the Save the Children hashtag or not, I have no idea. I would say probably not, because I would think that it would be part of the, because it wasn't censored on Twitter. So as I'm going through the Twitter hashtag, I figure I would see that. People haven't really started talking about it. It was debunked, essentially, or fact-checked. And they claimed that, you know, the fact-check debunked the petition, because the petition said this is part of, you know, basically normalizing in children sexual abuse, you know, touching private parts and making weird sounds, making it as if that's okay. Again, whether it's part of this or not, it's still creepy as hell, and it needs to be exposed. So I'm going to, you know, call this a double news brief, because both these stories are important, and they both have to do with children. And then the third theory is, I would say, probably, arguably the most likely. And this one actually didn't come from a friend. This one I read online, I believe, gosh, I was doing so much research earlier, I kind of lost track. I think it might have been Reddit where I saw somebody who was basically saying, look, this was an attack. There was somebody who had, I guess some sort of news or some comment or some image or something that they, this individual or perhaps this group, didn't want out there, gaining traction, going viral. So they hijacked the hashtag, started making it abusive, basically, and triggered Facebook's filters. I have to believe that this is, well, I don't have to, but I'd like to believe that this is algorithmic. In other words, people were complaining about the hashtag, and there's some trigger mechanism within Facebook's algorithm that says, hey, if you get enough people that are reporting and attach this hashtag, then we'll take it down until somebody can manually review it. Okay. I'd like to think that's the case. I'd hate to think that they're complicit, but here's the thing. Facebook is a very large and a very rich company. And I hear stories all the time about how YouTube can't contact you back, and Facebook can't contact you back, and Google can't contact you back, and Apple doesn't even have a way for you to contact them at all. And, they're just too big. And if they allowed you to have direct contact, phone lines or customer service or anything like that, they would get flooded and it would be terrible. Look, they make enough money. There's enough people out of jobs. Fix this. I know it's the real reason. It's not because they don't want to hire the people. It's because they don't want to address the issues with people. Unfortunately, because they will have so many issues to deal with, it would be very challenging from a quality control perspective to make sure that customer service was handling everything okay. Now, it can be done. Obviously, it can be done. But nobody wants to go through the trouble. They don't want to offshore it. They don't want to spend the money here. So they just make the decision, look, let's just have a ticket system. If people want to contact us, they can contact us electronically and we'll get back to them in 4 to 6 weeks. Situation like this is similar, but would require even less people. Hire enough people to check on things with the algorithm. Don't rely on the algorithm. In other words, if this was something real, there's nothing, you can't convince me that so many people were using the Save the Children hashtag for unsafe reasons. If they were, then you definitely need eyeballs on this immediately, okay? And just watching it in real time. I don't put a team on it. You should have an instant response team when there's bad things happening. They should. They have the money. They have the potential for the people. They can hire the people. Fix this. This is ridiculous. This is irresponsible of companies like Facebook or Google or Twitter. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not looking for censorship. I'm looking for anti-censorship, basically. I'm looking at this as a way, there's people out there who've been using the hashtag to spread awareness of bad things that are happening, to make people understand. I saw somebody, there was a congressional candidate, somebody that we've talked about in the past. What's her name? Angela. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, goodness, now I'm embarrassed. Angela Stanton King. Yeah, so she was, she is a conservative black female activist she's very pro-life. She's been on Fox News. She's running for the House of Representatives. She's a U.S. House. She's a congressional candidate in Georgia's 5th District, I believe. And she was using this hashtag just a day and a half ago, talking about, and this is on Twitter, not Facebook, but maybe she did on Facebook as well. But she's got a video of a girl, a young girl who had escaped, basically. And thankfully she was able to find some apparently nice men who were able to her hands were bound. Terrible. I didn't even want to watch the video because it's so just disgusting, just terrifying. I have kids, so this kind of stuff does hit me. I look up and down on Twitter again. There's all this worthy content that people need, and those who are looking for this type of content about, how to protect children, what to look for, where is it happening, what's going on. Some of it's bad, but not bad in a, not bad in a, helping to hurt the children way. I'm saying bad in like, yeah, there's conspiracy theories. There's stuff that's not bad or not, I guess, credible But then there's others that are very credible. You know, here's one. This was posted today. Minnesota man sentenced. This is from the Minnesota. What is this? No, this is from the U.S. Department of Justice. You know, link about sex predators, child pornography predators going to jail. This is the kind of stuff that we need. And Facebook should have the ability to not allow an important hashtag like this to be taken down by whoever was taken down, for whatever reason it was taken down. They should be able to keep this type of hashtag up. It was down for at least 3 hours from what I could tell. And that's unacceptable. Okay. They want to be a platform, great. They want to censor, great. You know, they can't do both. And if that means that to be able to meet our needs, you know, we are their product. We're not their customers. We don't pay them anything, generally speaking, but we do pay them with our time and they sell us. Okay. They make money by our presence on their app. We are their product. They're selling to businesses, to governments, to whoever. So they should have the decency to be responsible with this power that we unfortunately have granted them. I'm not an advocate for this. I'm just saying that it's true. People go to Facebook all the time. I go there probably two or three times a week. So, yeah, maybe not that much. But either way, you get the point. This shouldn't be happening. And we will be digging into this deeper. So make sure to subscribe. Go to, you know, find us at freedomfirstnetwork.com. Do a search on Spotify. We do very well on Spotify. You can find us on Apple, Conservative News Briefs. You can find us at NOQ Report, my news site. This particular podcast will be posted there, as well as Freedom First Network, where we're bringing together plenty of good, strong, quality podcasters. So many great people coming around. It's really amazing. But yeah, Save the Children hashtag, censored. Hasbro Trolls World Tour, giggle and sing Poppy with a button in the crotch that makes the doll moan. Insanity, folks. Protect your children. Don't just let the world have them. Don't. Lord willing, I will be back very soon for another episode. But in the meantime, stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.